Blog Talk Radio.
Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all, as long as I have you. Every kiss brings a thrill, and I know that it will, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything, as long as I have you. Let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take your love that I bring, and I'll have everything, as long as I have you. As long as I
Oh, yes. That is a sweet one. I like that song. Hey, you know what? This is Elvis plus amateur covers of Elvis songs. And you know what, guys? We got some good ones. We've got some good ones. And I think if you're going to enjoy this as much as I have enjoyed it, and John gave me these amateur songs, so I know he enjoys them. They're good. They're really good. It's going to be a good, fun show because some of these, you're not going to believe. They are so good, you're just not going to believe it. It's fantastic. So anyway, I don't have hardly anybody in here yet, but there's, you know, there's a couple people here, and I'm sure that there are some out there in group land that are listening. I hope. But let's get started with this thing. It's going to be so good. It's really going to be good. And a little bit later, I have some good news to share. And this is going to be our first amateur cover. It's Laura Aston with In the Ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? This child needs a helping hand, or he'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world. The hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns.
Watching the new TV that works like a champ. And, you know, I figured out that all that trouble I thought I was having with the antenna, it wasn't the antenna at all. It was the freaking TV going out. So I was losing channel by channel by channel, thinking that my antenna was no good. So I switched antennas. It got better for about 2 days, and then I lost channel by channel. It was the TV going out. Finally, about, I don't know, well, however long ago it was, it went zip-zap and wouldn't come back on. Well, after letting it sit overnight and everything, I got it to come back on. So I delayed changing it out until Monday, when I couldn't delay it anymore because everything was gone. You couldn't even get the red light to come on so you could try to turn it on. It was all gone. So I watched movies on my computer for 3 days. You know, whatever works, right? Hey, it worked. I got through it. And now the new one works great. It's fantastic. I'm getting all of the stations I ever got. This was fantastic. So, hey, let's just have some fun with music now. This is good. That was good news I want to share. I got some other good news. But at any rate, let's go with another. Yeah, let's go with another amateur song. Just because they're so great. This is a guy. So many of the covers are girls, females. I shouldn't say girls, they're females. But John managed to find quite a few men doing covers, and they're good. They are really good. So let's go with Shane Stockton Brooks doing Moody Blue.
Well, it's time to be a gambler, betting on numbers. Changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, think she's giving in. Strangers always find. Well, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so color my baby. Tell me who I'm talking to. keep hanging on, trying to learn the song, but I never do. Oh, booty blue, tell me, am I getting through? You're like night and day, and it's hard to say which one is you.
Cool. And he was accompanying himself on the guitar. So, you know, that was kind of cool. A lot of these guys that are singing these covers are playing their music as they do so. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And I think that's really kind of cool. I like that. I'm going to play an Elvis song now because we're going to mix these up with Elvis. Since it's Elvis covers, I think that's the least we can do. Play. Now, he's not the originator of many of these songs. A lot of these songs, he is doing covers, but we're not going to worry about that. We're not going clear back to the original. We're going back to the Elvis version and calling that the Elvis original. Okay? So let's do, now Susan requested this. Well, she didn't really request it. She sent me a Facebook posting, and honey, you got to send me the links, okay? That wasn't a link. If I clicked on that, it took me to Facebook listing. I can't do it from there. I had to go in and find the song for you. Try to find the link and send me the link. It's a lot easier that way. But at any rate, I found it, and here is Elvis doing Fountain of Love. I should quit muting my mic, then I wouldn't oh my gosh. But anyway, these are just so good. When you hear Elvis, it makes these songs worth covering. Take my word for it. Just believe me, okay? Because it really does. It really does. I'm going to go right here. And I can't make up my mind. I don't think this is the same alto that said, "Welcome to my world," but it could be. I can't decide. My ears aren't quite tuned into that right now. But at any rate, I think you pronounce her name Saika Alejandro. And she's doing Good Luck Charm. I'm thinking it might be the same one, but whether or not, they're both pretty good to listen to. They both got beautiful altos, and I really like that. She does a good job, and she's playing that guitar herself. So, you know, just a little extra added oomph to it. Here's a cover that I couldn't really find this guy's name, but his handle that he uses is Plutonium. Take that however you will, because I have no idea. But this is called, and I'm not even sure if this is the correct version, John, because when I got on my computer and I went to download the one you sent me, it said video not available, so I had to just match it as close as I could. I think this is the one you sent me, but I am not 100% certain, honey. Here is Do You Know Who I Am?
Do you know who I am? Have you any idea who I am? It's been quite a while, and it's so good to see you again. It's so dark in this place that I can't see your face. May we leave? Oh, I see. Does he know who I am and what once was between you? How I've tried, have you any idea how I've tried? Just to keep you inside. Do you know, darling, how much I've cried? I remember you said that you had to forget about me and be free. Do you know who I am, or have you forgot about me? Do you think there's a chance you and I could start over again? Is there a prayer you still care, or has it just been too long? What about you and him? Oh, he's only a friend. Well, I see there's still a chance for me. Maybe some other time, in some other place, when the love in your heart puts a smile on my face, you will know who I am. When that time comes, you know. When that time comes, you know why. You will know who I am. When that time comes, you know
why. All right. And I got a message from John that this was not the same one he sent me. And that doesn't surprise me, because I couldn't really find the one that looked like it was the one he sent me. All I got was video not available. And then I thought, well, maybe I can get it on my phone and it'll tell me who it really is. And it went video not available on me as well. I don't know why, but, you know, at least we got the song in. It wasn't the same one we wanted, but at least it was there. So I guess that's something, I guess. We'll try again. You know, it's, as well, I want to let John know that if you find it and you want to send it to me, I can play it next Thursday just as well, because it was a good one. I remember it was very, very good. And this one wasn't quite the same. It was a couple points less, but you know, it was still a good song. It was still a good version, and I'm glad we did this one anyway. You know, I'm glad we did. All right, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny. Okay, let's do this one. It's so nice to have so many to choose from, because then you, well, in some ways it's harder, but I love having so many. Because you can't play a bad one. There's no way. You can't play a bad one. So here is Elvis from, if I remember correctly, 56. That's if I'm remembering correctly. And this is Elvis doing Paralyzed.
Remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you at night, I'll still say, Bonnie, Charlie, do you remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine? In the front of the preacher, you said I do. I couldn't say a word for thinking of you. All I could do was stand there paralyzed. All I could do was stand there paralyzed.
Yeah, stand there paralyzed like a mouse with a snake staring at it. You got to be careful. If something paralyzes you like that, you got to be careful of that. That could be dangerous. You never know. That could do some real damage. Oh, my word. Oh, eeny, miny, mo. I just have so many good ones in here. And I know I'm saying that all the time, but guys, it is the truth. These people who do these covers, they make sure they're good because they know there's going to be a whole lot of people listening to them. So they got to be good, right? They got to be good. Hey, let's go with one of you. Let me get right down there. Hello, hello. Now watch me not find it. There it is. Hey, all right. This is Sarah Collins doing The Wonder of You.
Give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder of you. Yes, I'll never know the reason why you love me like you do. That's the wonder. The wonder of you.
Are enjoying these as much as I am, because face it, to get out there and to cover an Elvis song and put it on YouTube for the world to see, that takes a lot of intestinal fortitude, because basically you know Elvis is going to see it, right? Hey, you know, you got to know that everybody in the world that looks at YouTube may be seeing it. You don't know how many are going to. You could have 1.2 thousand people seeing you sing an Elvis cover. Whoa. If that doesn't scare you to death, then you just jump right in that pool and do it. Because it is so much fun. You know what? It is so much fun. You got to try it. If you can sing, you got to try it. Because it is just a trip and a half. It's fantastic to get in and sing an Elvis song. There's just something special about that, you know? There really is. There's really something special about that. So don't be afraid. Just do it. You know, it's like the old Nike commercials when they're telling you don't take drugs. You know, you just say no. Well, with the Elvis songs, it's just do it. After your first one, it's not so hard. It gets a lot easier. Of course, it took me 3 years for it to get easy. But you got to try it, guys. You got to try it. You got to jump in that pool and start swimming. Because you'll never know until you do it. You'll never know. And you could be very, very good. Give it a shot. What have you got to lose? Really? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to play one now that really surprised me when I found it. This is one of the very few that I'm playing today that I found. The rest of them John found. That's why I'm not saying it, because there's only two or three that John didn't send me. And that just doesn't count for nothing. So this is a guy in, I believe it's Holland. It's either Holland or Germany. I think it's Holland. His name is Mart Hunkar. Yeah, well, hey, you know, it's Dutch. Don't worry about it. But he's on the beach with all of his friends. And he gets up on his knees, and he's singing Unchained Melody, just like he was on a stage. He's not standing up. He's on the sand. But it's just like he's on a stage. And it's wonderful. Every once in a while, you'll hear his friends make comments or sing a line with him. And that's okay. They're having fun on the beach. You know, why not? But this is totally awesome. Give a listen to this, guys, because I was totally mesmerized by it. It's really
cool. What can I say?
It's really
cool. My darling, I hunger for your touch. Lonely time. And time. Are you still my need your love? Lonely rivers flow through the seas, through the seas, through the sea. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home.
Wow. So what do you guys think? That guy sing or what? I thought he did very good for being out on the beach in the open. He really was. He's on his knees there in the sand, singing his heart out. And he did a good job. I thought it was fantastic. Now, how many of you guys would have the nerve to be out on the middle of the beach with people everywhere and to sing Unchained Melody? Whoa. I probably would. I got to step up to the plate and lay it on the line. I probably would. Yeah, I could do that. And you guys know I would. That's the funniest part about it, is you know I would. But nobody thinks anything about it. Everybody would love it. They would just listen, and it would be fun. It would be great. Okay, we got to have a beach party. Let's see. Yeah, we could do that. Atlantic Ocean. That's not far from Georgia. You guys just going to have to come join us, and we'll head on over. A beach party. Everybody gets to sing. You bet. I could do that. How about Elvis singing No More?
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No more feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms, we belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again, then let us part no more. Do I feel the touch of your hand on mine? No more see the love light making your dark eyes shine. Oh, how I wish I never had caused you sorrow. But don't ever say for us there is no tomorrow. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms, we belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. And then let us part no more.
Cha 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 cha. You just want to do that at the end, you know? Cha cha cha. It just suits. What can I do? You know, yeah, you guys can do a lot. Well, what can I do? I got to do that. I got to put the end on so that I feel completed for the song. You know? Anyway, hey. Oh, I know. This is one done by Kyle Gray Young. And it was kind of a surprise, but it's so awesome. He accompanies himself on guitar, and he does a really good job. This is Kyle Gray Young doing Kentucky Rain.
Some lonely day dozen towns ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. Knocking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Outside a general store, he said, yes, she's here. The memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No way, the day before. I got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon?
We're talking about a birthday show for Shauna's birthday next month on April 24th, and we are going to have a bang-up party show. So get ready, because we are going to do it. Yes, yes. And now it's time for my good news. Okay, y'all listening? Because you got to hear this. You just got to hear this. The past shows that this is a big if, guys, but if the house passes inspection, I'll be moving to Georgia. Yeah, I got word about 3 minutes before the show started that the seller accepted all of my terms, all of them. It's like, whoa, this lady's got something going on, but I don't care as long as she sells me the house and there's no encumbrances. So I've seen the house. I've seen the inside of the house through a virtual tour. It's very nice. Very nice. There's just some things that need to be done, like, you know, the back porch needs swept off. There's a little pile of lumber by the end of the house. They've got to move. I don't want it there for the inspection. They've got to power wash the house and get the dirt and stuff off of that without chipping the paint, or they'll be painting. It's going to be great. And the only thing she asked of me is to make closing June 1st so that the renters would have time to get out. Hey, I can do that. I got no problem with that because my brother-in-law is going to be driving my rental truck for me, And that is better for him because then I have plenty of time to wait until after he's done with his grandson's graduation and visiting his daughter in Virginia and his son in Pennsylvania. And his son and his wife are expecting a second time. And, oh, you would not believe what they have to go through to have a baby. It's amazing. But they do it. And it's a good thing he's got the work that gets him some money. He's a house inspector. Anyway, it's just all good news I got today. It's just really great. So if the inspector likes this house, closing will be on June 1st. And I'm thinking by the middle of July, I'll be living in Georgia. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, that feels good, guys. That really feels good. It feels like I'm going home. I love that. I totally love that. It's going to be fantastic. So that was my good news for the day. Instead of being all uptight, wondering what's happening and all this stuff, I got my answer, and that is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to fly with that one. We really are going to fly with that one. And I'm going to play one that I just did for John yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes, it was yesterday. Okay. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, help me, because only you can. There we go. What do you think about this one? It was fun to do. It just felt natural. I didn't have to work on it at all. This is take three, guys. Love Me Tender.
Love me tender. Love me sweet. Never let me go. Have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true. All my dreams fulfill for my darling. I love you. And I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong. And I always
I mean about doing Elvis covers, guys? You got to do it. You got to do it. Just jump right in there and see what happens. You never know. It's addictive. I'll clue that. It's addictive. All right. I'm going to play an Elvis song again. And this one, I like it. Yeah, I know I like a lot of them. But that's just how it goes. That's how it goes. Deal with it. It's okay. I've got a thing about you, baby. A thing.
I got something to tell you that I think you ought to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause this is gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll wring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. And then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you.
I like that song. I got a thing about you, baby. I wonder what happened if you walked up to somebody and did that. Probably somebody you know and care about. I got a thing about you, baby. That might be fun to try. Oh, have a way out. That's all I can say. Because you never know. You never know. I'm going to play, now see, John knows I like guitars. I like guitar playing. I like pianos. I like piano playing. But he sent a couple of guitar covers. And these are the songs that Elvis is still singing, but they took out the guitar line. So these guys have put the guitar line in. And I hope Susan is still listening, because this is Steamroller Blues with a guitar cover by Vlad Dugays.
Baby, I'm about to roll over you.
All right. Now that was the guitar solo was the cover, not the singing. The guitar was the cover. They took out the guitar line and Vlad put his guitar playing in there. So it was guitar line was the cover. So I'm sorry, guys. I'm just laughing at this conversation in the chat. And it's like, didn't you, all you guys see that clip? Man, that's one of my favorites. I love that clip. No, I'm not putting it on the air what the clip was. It's not happening. So deal with it. It's all right. If you've got a good imagination, you can figure it out. But nope, I'm not telling. But I love it. I totally love it. Okay. On to the next. I can't stop laughing. It reminds me of that Elvis video where he couldn't stop laughing. Doesn't matter what you want to do or what you need to get on with. It just isn't going to happen. But I'm going to go there anyway. To the bees. Give me a chance to pull my act together. This is a cover by Joe Varvari. And yes, we have heard Joe do other songs. And he's good. He's good. And this is him covering Baby What You Want Me to Do. Oh, hey, this is a real good follow-up to that conversation on chat. Good job. Not as good as Elvis does, but he did a good job. Yeah. There's not much else you can say. He was accompanying himself with the guitar as well. It was good. He was good. So I was looking for in my library to see if I still had Elvis version in here, and it's not in here. I took it out. But hey, you know what I do have? Something just as good. Poke Salad Annie.
Thank you. Poke Salad. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Anyway, that's poke salad. I know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and hoop, peep, hoop, dip a little river, right flank, hoop, 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 peep, hoop. She'd march a little bit, and she'd hoop, hoop. Anyway, she'd go out and pick a mess of it. Don't make any sense, does it? Pick a mess of what? Carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat.
Here we go.
what you're glad to hear.
Everybody said it was a shame, but her mama was a working on my change.
It's not a cover. It's not Elvis. But it's funny. This is Ben Nicholas doing In Lockdown. One of those parody things.
We've been all alone, just stuck in our home, feeling Robert Pattinson.
Lockdown.
The government team would appear on our screens, making all flipping sense in
lockdown.
We said stay at home, but go to work if we could. We didn't understand if the service clear as mud. We all behaved, we all lived like we were slumming it. We could have gone out though, like Dominic Cummings did.
Lockdown.
There's no consistency.
Lockdown.
In social distance.
Lockdown.
We're out just trying to get you through. Lockdown. We were all told we could only go out for short little strolls in
lockdown.
Shopping got harder, cause some stupid burgers bought the toilet rolls in
lockdown.
Said to wash our hands and use hand sanitizer. We'd never heard a fellow, but we took it none the wiser. We seek guidance,
Our leaders could give an inspired speech. Boris just mumbled, Trump said to drink bleach. They never stopped, and as a country, we got prouder. Each week, we'd come together, and the applause, it got much louder, because they inspired us. Such pressure and too much stress, we'll always be grateful to our NHS.
There you go. Lockdown. You know what song that was off of, don't you? They took that off of Downtown by Petula Clark back in the 60s. Oh, yeah, that was quite the popular thing with those sixth graders. Why? I have absolutely no idea in this world, but it was. And so there you go. Okay, earlier I played Joe Varvari doing Baby What You Want Me to Do. Okay, now let's go for the original or the real thing. Maybe not totally original, but the real thing. Elvis, the only one that counts, right? Baby What You Want Me to Do. Guy made me laugh because at the beginning he says he has nothing against Elvis impersonators or any of that, and he likes to do things the Aldo way. He likes the Aldo style, so he's going to do this in the Aldo style. Yeah, I want you, I need you, I love you. See what you think about the Aldo style.
Just for the record, I have nothing against Elvis impersonation or anything of that matter. But I'm fond of my own style, and I'm going to sing I Want You, I Need You, I Love You from Elvis Presley in Aldo style.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, and I love you with all my heart. Every time that you're near, all my fears disappear. Darling, you're all that I'm living for. You know that I want you, I need you, and I love you more and more. I thought I could live without romance. Every time we're apart, I want you, I need you, and I love you with all my heart. I thought I could live without romance until you came to me. Oh, but now I know that I will go on loving you eternally. Oh, won't you please be my own? Never leave me alone, 'cause I'd die any time that we're apart. I want you, I need you, and I love you, baby, with all my heart.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. I think he did a pretty darn good job. And I think the Aldo style follows the Elvis style pretty darn close, don't you? I really do think so. Anyway, we've got a little gal here. And by little gal, I think she's probably 13, 14. I could be wrong, but that's my impression. She is playing the piano while she sings this song. And I'm going to sing Elvis. I'm not going to sing Elvis. What the hey? Come on. Lord, help me out here. I'm going to play Elvis version as soon as this little gal does it. Her name is Emily Ling. It has an E on the end of it, so it could be Lying, it could be Lingy, I don't know. But anyway, Emily is going to do this, accompanying herself on the piano, and then I will play Elvis version. This is If I Can Dream.
Must be light burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in the sky, more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why? Can't my dream
To be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? And understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun I can walk.
you. Good night.
Cool, huh? That's fantastic. He did such a fantastic job on that, and I am so glad, because the colonel didn't want him to do it. And he did it anyway. He stood up, and he did it anyway. And he did a beautiful job. A beautiful, I don't think anybody could have done it better. His heart was in it. And he went after it, and he did it fantastically, in spite of what the colonel said or thought. Totally awesome. Awesome. Because he knew he was right. And he knew he could do it. And he needed to do that, because it was right after Martin Luther King was assassinated, and he just felt it. He felt this song. He needed to do this song. And he did a fantastic job. I love listening to that, because it's simply beautiful, unmatched. It's wonderful. I have another guitar cover. And this is, I looked all over the place for this, and the only thing I could find was the name Oliver, where someone in the comments said, good job, Oliver, keep it up. I don't know if this is the guy's name or not. I have no idea. But we'll pretend it is, for lack of a different name to go to. Oh, hey, guess what? I got to say hi. Hi!
Jenny, 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 I'm a calling in.
Yay! How are you doing, girl? You sound like you're really on top of things there. You're keeping up with everybody.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, and I slept till 10 this morning, so I think 12 hours of sleep really helps.
Good for you.
I mean, I was in a coma for 12 hours. Just gone.
Honey, I hear you. I've been there. I do that every week after I get done working. That's what I spend Monday doing. I spend Monday sleeping. I can't help it. That's just everything lets go, and I just sleep.
Like, note to self, leave Jenny alone on Mondays. Damn it. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
You know, though, if you call me or you or John messages me, you know I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to sit in there and talk. You know I will, because I've got myself tuned for those sounds to wake me up.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I'm
good that way.
I'm trying to be the good girlfriend here, lady. Trying. I know how it is. It happens to me all the time. Like, I'll be in bed, and I have my cell phone near me because I have my timer on the cell phone. You know, I'll put my alarm clock on it. And if I don't turn those notifications off and I forget to, here's 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, who the heck?
Turn off. Oh, yeah. Sometimes that happens to me during the day, but usually on Monday, everybody's pretty quiet, and I don't have that problem that much on Monday. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. I never set my alarm or anything, though. I hate alarm clocks. I really do.
I'm up by 6 a.m. on Monday, but I'm telling you straight up, I'm like Garfield on Mondays. It takes me a long time.
You walk around with a pot of coffee.
I get up, I get coffee, I get my son up, I get my husband out of the house. I start doing weights teaching at 8 a.m., and then it just nonstop, and I'm just like, oh, why couldn't it be Saturday again?
Oh, yeah, my goodness, yeah. When you've got
Garfield,
to do that, Mondays wear you out.
Move on, but I can't do that, girl, so.
Well, I'm like that because I have slept on a pretty normal schedule for the weekend, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then come Sunday, I struggle to try to sleep in the afternoon because I have to work Sunday night, so I have to be awake all Sunday night. Sometimes it doesn't fly. Sometimes I get there with the 3 hours of sleep I had when I got home Monday morning.
Well, you know what it boils down to? You do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? You do
exactly
what you have to do to stay safe.
Exactly. That is exactly what it boils down to. Exactly. And I just stay up on my feet. If I start to get tired, I get up and I go walking around and I check the entrances or I take the garbage out or I sweep the carpet. I do something to try and keep me awake for a while longer. Then I look at that clock and I go, oh, 2 more hours. Well, okay. I could read my book. I said, no, bad idea. Don't read. That'll put you to sleep faster than anything else.
Man, I remember being a teenager reading my favorite books. I'll tell you straight up, I'd stay up all freaking night and then go to school the next day because I just couldn't put the book down. I'm like, what's going on? What's going to happen?
Oh, I remember that. But I would read myself. I would read myself to sleep. I would read myself to sleep. And when I was a teenager, I had to use an alarm clock, or I would never woke up at 6 o'clock. But I can't stand them now because if that wakes me up, it's such a startle that I wake up with the adrenaline pumping, my heart pounding, and I have a headache all of a sudden because my blood is pounding. It's like no, I just myself to wake up at certain time if I need to, whatever time that might be, because I can't handle an alarm clock. Can't do it.
Yeah, well, it's whatever we have to do. If I didn't have one, I would never wake up either unless my husband woke me up because he has to get up too, you know, to go to work. So
exactly.
He'll make sure I'm awake before he leaves the house, like, hey, get up. It's time to get up. I was like, oh, man.
Send Wade in. Go jump on mommy, Wade.
He's done that. In the summertime, he'll do that. He will do that. He'll get up sometimes before the sun comes up, even now, and be like, Mama, I'm up. And I'm like, good for you. Wait till the sun comes up, then you can get mommy.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And in the summertime, sun comes up pretty early.
I was like, don't worry, y'all. He's not a toddler or anything. He's 7. Hey, he's perfectly fine for another hour.
Wait until he's a teenager and you won't be able to get him out of bed.
I won't either be able to get him out of bed or he won't bother me at all. One of the two. That's how teenagers are.
Exactly. He'll find his own thing to do. Say, Mama's fine. Leave her alone.
Mommy and Daddy will finally be uncool during that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that doesn't always happen because, like, with my foster daughter, we were always cool. You know, and then there was some hinky stuff happened with my husband and all that fun junk, and she left to go live somewhere else. But I didn't find any of that stuff out until she was in her 40s. So, you know, people always try to protect me. People always try to protect me, and it's like, you should have told me. You just should. Oh, well.
Oh, Jen, I think of you as a delicate, fragile flower.
I got news for them.
Me too. Flowers
that just makes me laugh.
Call me a weed, man, because I'm going to come right back.
And the whole thing is I didn't tell them of childhood growing up or everything, so I could see where they would get that idea because they didn't know anything about my past because I don't chat it round, you know, and I guess to some people, I come off as a very strong woman, and it's like, I'm not that strong. What is your problem? And other people, I'm this delicate little orchid that's going to wilt if hot air blows on it, and it's like, what is your problem?
No, just consider yourself a weed, girl. They're strong as hell, and they keep coming back.
A dandelion.
Yeah.
You can make wine out of dandelions, and they keep on coming back. Yes.
My husband makes tea out of them. I never tried it. Wade likes it, but I have a pollen allergy, and I just that it's going to hurt me. So I let them do it. Our neighbors are far enough away where they can't see us, but in our old house, they were like 10 feet away, and Wade and Charles would go pick dandelions out of the yard and put them in a bucket, and people just staring at them like, what the hell are those two doing? Don't you know there's a weed eater and weed killer somewhere? What the hell are they doing?
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. But think about it. They're picking dandelions, putting them in a bucket.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What the hell?
They're going to dry those suckers and smoke them. Can't you tell?
I'm I'm surprised our neighbors didn't give us a free bottle of Weed Eater for Christmas or something. Sorry,
oh,
wait,
your birthday's coming.
To bring the comedy. Sometimes you just better if you be, it's rather to laugh than to cry.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Laughing is much better. And it gets your stomach muscles in shape. It doesn't give you a headache.
It hurts already because we were talking about the launch. But anyway, Titty, did you say you had a cover song from a guy named Oliver? I don't want to take Showgirls.
No, his name, that's his name. He's not a show person. He's not anything special. He's a guitar player. Yeah, he's a guitar player. You know, people really do have that name sometimes. Why, only God knows, but sometimes they do have that name.
Yeah.
Hey, Ollie, what's up?
It has been used. That is true. There's a lot of names, though, that are just outdated, though. I just got to say, there's a lot of them. My father's middle name was Wilbur. Hey, that reminded me of Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh.
That reminds me of Charlotte Webb's Piggy, Wilbur.
I knew a guy whose middle name was Albert. I was like,
Albert.
Okay, fine. And he wasn't British.
I don't understand
so.
It. My real father's name was Almus. Almus. Like,
really?
Almus.
Where'd that
yeah,
come
really.
From?
Huh?
Huh. Must be Flemish.
I don't know, but my father was a very big, he was Cherokee Indian, really dark, about 6'5", real skinny, and he was named Almus, and he went by Al, and his friends called him Moose, because he was so tall and big. They called him
Moose.
Wow. So I'm thinking
well,
in my
maybe...
head, Almus Moose. That sounds like a child's children's book, y'all. I mean, what?
Well, maybe it came from something Cherokee.
I know. I've never heard of I've heard of Al and Alan, but I've never heard of Almus.
I haven't either. But it's
like
kind of interesting, isn't it?
They grew up down there in the Oklahoma Territory, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be Cherokee. It could be Cherokee or a Cherokee adaptation.
Maybe.
That's possible.
I don't know. It's very strange.
Well, that's all right, though, because strange means different, and different can be good.
Well, it is.
There you go.
I'm just saying, it's just something I never heard of before. Like,
well, and I'm with you. I've never heard of it before.
Do you know there's a Cajun family in Louisiana, and their last name is Elvis? I kid you not. That's their family's last name, Elvis.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
I think that's awesome. I like that.
Like, my name's Tiffany Elvis. Hello. Boy, that's a big, cool name right there. Like, Elvis. I never knew that was a last name. There is a family.
I didn't either.
In the swamps of Louisiana, and their last name is Elvis. Are you sure they didn't change their name years ago, and then they just had kids
well,
and kept
yeah,
the name?
And they knew Marie Laveau.
Ah.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean.
There's some weird people up there in the swamp. I should know part of them. They always thought my great-grandma was a witch, y'all, because she was the one that always gave away swabs and made herbal teas and sold herbal soaps. And oh, yeah,
well, she could have been
a witch. She's a witch. I'm like, so what?
Exactly. Exactly. So what?
Yeah.
It's like...
For her community. She gave all kinds of stuff.
As long as she's
stuff.
Not, you know, she's not doing the black magic thing and all that, it doesn't make any difference.
No. Just herbal stuff and helping people
exactly.
get rid of... Mosquito bites and scraped knees and childbirth
exactly.
with a midwife.
And that's the thing is when people don't understand something, they label it. Like, she's a witch. Stay away from her. She's a witch. When all she's doing is using the natural remedies to help people. It has nothing to do with being a witch.
Yeah, she didn't practice any magic, and she went to church every Wednesday night and every Sunday. She's always there.
There you go. She was cool. She was cool. We like that.
Not always a good thing, y'all. Stay away from it. Well, it's not. I mean, if people put a label on people, it's never going to be a good thing.
Exactly. Well, and then the labels are not necessarily accurate and true either.
Yeah, judge someone by their character and how they act than what they look
not,
like, where they live, or what they're doing. Like however
and not
she was
by
doing.
How, right, and not by how somebody else labels them.
Yep.
Because that's misleading. Well, let's play this Ollie guy doing his guitar cover. And this, again, this is an Elvis song, Little Sister. And they removed the guitar line so that this guitar player, and I'm sure any other guitar player that wanted to, of course, play his guitar and do this cover. So let's hear what he does with Little Sister. It's pretty close to the original. Get fiddle, didn't he? I kind of like that. He did a good job. Oh, let's see. What should we play? Oh, yes. Here's a good one. Right down here in the M's. I'm not sure if this guy is an ETA or not, but he sounds good. And we just put him in with the amateurs. You know, I've never heard of them before, so if he's an ETA, he may not get paid for it. So that's okay. We don't really care because he does a good job. So this is Keith James Ferguson.
come floating down and settle softly to the ground, like golden autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories. Eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my divine. Memories sweeter the ages just like wine. Eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories swing through the ages just like wine.
He did a very good job.
Hey,
guess what, guys? Yeah. Yeah, and we found out that Vernon was there.
You know, that was a good question.
Yes. Yes, it was. It really was. Hey, guys, guess what? I only got 5 minutes left. Can you believe that?
Time
goes
by when you're having a good time.
Oh, yeah, and we have played a lot of amateur covers. We played some Elvis songs, and it was all really, really good. It was really good. I have one more I want to play, but I'll play it as a close. I want to say thank you, everybody, for being here with me today. The chat room was fantastic. It was hilarious. It was informative. We just had fun.
I do have to apologize. I will do this in my defense. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm going to leave it at that.
He did sing that. He did sing.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And thank you, Shauna, for calling in and getting me to laugh. I like that. I really like
that.
Well,
I love you. I couldn't have missed it. So.
I'm glad. I'm glad because I love you too, sister. I really do. This is great. And, you know, thank you everybody out there that I don't even know is listening, that is listening, because I send a lot of links out. I send them to all my friends for as far as Facebook will let me. It's not letting me send them to everybody anymore. And I send them to all the groups, the Elvis groups that I belong to. They all get a link. And, I'm hoping that people use them because it's showing up, you know, with the streams later. They don't all join us online live because, you know, people have other things to do on Saturday. They can't always join us, but they listen later. And I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. Fantastic. So, hey, and I have people let me know, oh, that was great. Thank you for the show, blah, blah, blah. So I know that people do listen to it and that, that feels pretty good. We actually get people listening and enjoying the music that we do. I like that. Thank you so much for being there. and for enjoying it and having fun. I hope you enjoy this enough to be with us tomorrow for the gospel show. Because that
Don't be late for church, y'all.
Don't be late for church. Don't be late for church. It's kind of a whole different ball game, but it's just as good, just in a different way. Just in a different way. So if you need a little peace, a little soothing, a little bit of encouragement to get through the coming week, join us tomorrow because it's all there. It really is all there. And you're going to enjoy it just as much, and we have fun. It's fantastic. So come and see what it's all about. Come and see what it's all about. You'll be glad you did. You really will. And to go out with this, there is one more cover that I really want to play. And when John sent this to me, he made the remark that he knows I love this or I like this song. And this is Olivier Cantori. And he's singing This Is Our Dance. So bye, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow, eh?
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. Soon we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone. Then play just one more song. 'Cause this is our dance, darling. Down low now, I'll never let you go now, you're here in my arms, and when I hear you whisper your mind, we'll play that song just one more time, 'cause this is our dance. Darling, remember it's our dance, loving and tender, I take you away, take you away in my arms. Yes, this is our dance, now can last forever, and nobody knows just what tomorrow.